Now, at least one member of the DUP, Councillor George Dorian, is calling on the organisers of Fela to ensure that pro-IRA chanting doesn't happen at a Wolf Tones concert. They're going to play a gig on in Falls Park on August the 11th, right in the throe of the Fela and Fobel, which is one of the most successful festivals anywhere in any city. But how can you do it? How can you do it? Is it possible to have the tones and not have the chanting? Let me speak to Nelson McCausland, very much a commentator now as opposed to a politician, but we know that Nelson's very much from a unionist background. Morning, Nelson.
Good morning, Frank.
Do you have an understanding of why the Wolf Tones would be coming regularly to West Belfast during Fela?
Well, I think we need to remember that the festival began back, I think, in 1988. Last year was the 30th year, this year 31st. And it came in the wake of the IRA murder of two British soldiers in West Belfast. At that point, Gerry Adams was looking at ways in which they might enhance the image of West Belfast. And out of that emerged the West Belfast Festival, which is now referred to as Fela and Fobel. And running throughout those years, there has been a very strong nationalist and republican ethos to the festival. Now, it has broadened out over the years. And so last year, they had Ollie Moores as one of the acts there on one occasion. This year, I think it's Boyzone who are coming as a popular act. So they have drawn in the Ulster Orchestra on occasions to concerts in Clonard. They have diversified in various ways. But they've got to the point where it's trying to ride two horses. It remains very much a festival that is rooted, it says it's a community festival, it's in the community of West Belfast. So it has very much that strong nationalist ethos, and yet alongside that trying to diversify. And I think there's a point that has been reached now, in fact it was reached some years ago, where they really have to make a choice as to which direction they're going. You can't ride the two horses. If you're being funded by Tourism Northern Ireland, for example, to organise the festival, if you're being funded by the Arts Council and so on, then it has to be broader. And I think that those more toxic elements within it need to be addressed. The final night of the festival is the Rebel Night, and that's where the Wolf Tones perform. And not just the Wolf Tones, there's a programme of groups that come along on that night. Last year, I haven't seen the full list for this year, but last year it also had Shebeen, The Rising of the Moon, and Gary Oak, all of whom are well known as performers of rebel music. And that's the context in which you get the Go On Home, British Soldiers, Go On Home, which is one of the most popular of the Wolf Tones songs, and that's when the crowd chants Ooh-ah up the Ra. So it's part of what they've been. It remains part of what they are, but I think it needs to be addressed.
However, you describe it, and I'm absolutely with you with regards to the timing and development of the festival, but it technically grew from having to address the issue of internment, having to have some form of diversionary activity for young people who were rioting, who were burning vehicles, who were off the leash in August. And unbridled praise has to go to the people who developed that particular festival to be the iconic one that it is at the moment. It's very difficult to airbrush where it came from. It comes from a Republican tradition, and to have a rebel night or a Republican night within it is hardly surprising, considering that public money doesn't only go into the West Belfast Festival. Similar amounts of public money will go into the 11th of July celebrations at Woodvale, the 11th of July diversionary events around the bonfires. It's all public money that's been spent in an area that has a demand either for bonfires or a demand for some rebel music.
Certainly there are events that are funded in unionist communities and events that are funded in nationalist communities, just there are cross-community events as well. But I think one of the key things here is the issue of the extent of the public funding and the way in which the real growth in the festival came some years ago, in fact, maybe 15, 20 years ago. There was a point in the 90s at which it really expanded and moved up to a new level, and that was the result of very, very large amounts of public money being put in. This was back in the days of direct rule, and it was very much politically driven by the North Ireland office at that time in order to cultivate favour within the Republican Nationalist community. I think that there is certainly an issue here about equality. There's an issue here about good relations as well. I don't think any public money should be supporting an event that has a song like Go On Home British Soldiers and so on, and people singing Ooh the Ra. I don't think that that's the sort of thing that fits in with the good relations obligations.
Yeah,
that lie on the funders of festivals.
Okay, I do want to talk about that song choice that the Wolf Tones will include in their menu. And I'd like to hear from people who'd be listening to the programme. And you've made two references to two songs that really do link into, or to either chants or songs that link into what we traditionally would be called the modern day Troubles. As for other songs that they sing, they clearly sing songs about the Rising and 1916 and the Civil War, and they sing songs about the history of Ireland. They sing songs about the Black and Tans. I'm going to use a couple of short examples on the programme this morning, and here is an example of a song that the Wolf Tones will sing that many people may misunderstand. They may listen to this and think this is about, to use the term that you've used and that the Tones use and the people who are chanting along with them use, people think this is a song about the Ra. It isn't, and I just want to play just a clip of it from an editorial perspective, so as people will understand what we are talking about. Have a listen to this. It's based in 1916.
In 1916, the forces of the Crown to take the orange, white and green bombard Dublin town. But in 21, Britannia's Tones were forced to earn their pay. And the Black and Tans, like lightning, ran from the rifles of the IRA.
Now, we could play that song in its entirety, but we won't. The Black and Tans singing against the Black and Tans, there'll be many people in the crowd who think, well, that's historically accurate and that's a fine song to sing along with.
I think context is everything in this area. And we need to remember that the current versions of the IRA and the Provisional IRA in particular saw themselves as very much the preservers of the great Republican truth, the keepers of the Republican flame. They saw themselves as the continuity, reaching back to the 1916 IRA and the 1920s and the War of Independence and the Civil War and so on. So there's a continuity issue there. They see themselves as part of the same tradition. And I think that that is something very special and in many ways unique about the IRA. So that is how people in republicanism view it. They see it as all part of the same narrative. And whilst you might be singing about the IRA of 1916 or 20 or 21 or 22 or the IRA of the 30s or 40s or 50s, it's all part of the same tradition. It's also worth, I think, remembering how in the 60s, the rise of the popularity of rebel music, and in many ways the Wolf Tones are they're sometimes referred to as the grandfathers of rebel music, that has played a part, I think, in keeping alive and sustaining and advancing and bringing in new, popularizing and radicalizing. It's had an important role within republicanism. In fact, that's been the subject of academic study, to look at the role of rebel music within republicanism. You're now into a new generation, because the Wolf Tones are well on in years now, And there's a new generation where it's even sharper and more aggressive. And some of the music that you hear performed on YouTube clips from venues in West Belfast, some of the songs that are being sung, they are really quite horrific. You know, songs that they're sing about the actual murder of British soldiers, the actual event, so the massacre of British soldiers there at Narrowwater, where British soldiers were blown apart by the IRA, that's become the subject of a song, or My Little Armalite. So you're into that area of the very, very nasty, particularly toxic material. I think that the
and do you think some of those songs? Do you think some of those songs would be included on Rebel Night, if not by the Wolftones, by other groups that are there?
Well, the Wolftones concert there with the other groups at the event in Falls Park is only part of the program. And just by the way, on that, the partner for that is actually the Felons Club, from what I can see on the website. So the Felons Club. Partners for Rebel Night. The Felons Club is a club of members who serve prison sentences or were Republican internees. So Republican prisoners, Republican internees. The Felons Club tied up with that. That sets the context for it. But there is a much broader... This is only the focus here is on the very visible element in terms of the Wolftones in Falls Park. There are also events in the Felons Club year after year. There was another venue that was used in the past. I haven't seen the full program for this year, but the Rock Bar is one of their partners, and the Rock Bar is very much a bastion, a citadel of Republican rebel music, where there are rebel nights and rebel Sundays in particular that they organise. So it's something that runs through, courses through the veins of the festival. This is just one expression or manifestation of it.
But there seems to be a demand for it, and we can trace it back to where the festival grew from. Which is the most difficult for the public to take as they stand back and listen in or look in? The sound of the IRA being glorified on loudspeakers across part of our city with publicly funded money, or the burning of effigies and the burning of political posters or religious statues on bonfires that have been funded by public money?
Well, I think the point would be that public money, in the case of the bonfire programs, has usually had conditions attached to it, and the money has generally gone to the community events around the bonfire rather than the bonfire itself, and in cases the money has been withheld by various councils because of breaches of conditions. What troubles me about the West Belfast Festival is that vast sums of money, we're talking here of millions of pounds, I think last year or the year before, grant aid amounted to somewhere between maybe £800,000-£900,000. So you're not far short of £1 million of public money going in. And it's got a turnover which probably is reaching up towards the £2 million mark. I'm not sure of the exact figures, but they were running at one stage there a deficit in their reserves of £500,000. So if you add that figure onto the figure for the grant aid, we're talking about sizable amounts of money. There's the Arts Council awarded Philly £116,000 last year. So £65,000 last year from Tourism NI, £116,000 from the Arts Council. This is at the time when other organisations are having take significant hits because of budgetary pressures. So large amounts of money going in, but no attempt ever to claw it back or set conditions. And that's what I think should be happening, is that conditions should be set, and if those are breached, then indeed grant aid should be withheld. And the conditions probably are there already in some vague sense, but without the potential to claw back. There's no clawback clause in the contract. I spoke to Tourism NI several years ago about this and suggested that there should be a mechanism to claw back money. And I was told that they would look at that, but I don't know if anything has ever happened. But I think there should be some mechanism for clawing back money in cases where it's clearly such a breach of any commitment at all to good relations.
But is there a call at all coming from you to stop the ratepayers' money going in, the money that comes from City Council that goes towards events like the festival, if they're running a rebel night, if they're running a Republican night, if they're running a night that would be offensive to some ratepayers? Are you calling on nights like that to be stood down? And likewise, and you haven't really addressed the issue of public money going into the bonfires that equally show hatred and equally offend people from a distance because there's an attack on say the Catholic faith or nationalist politicians and so on and so forth, or the national flag. Are you calling on on the public bodies like the council to look at where the ratepayers' money is going per se in relation to those two events?
There are instances of money being withheld from bonfires because of inappropriate behaviour. There's no record of money ever being withheld from Fabian Fogel because of clearly very offensive material. So there is a disparity there. What I would like to see, first of all...
Are you on record as being as loudly critical of the offensive nature of the bonfires?
If there's material that is offensive, it shouldn't be happening. If there's material that is a breach of the good relations commitments, then it needs to be addressed. What I would suggest here is that, in fact, there should be a look at the whole gamut of cultural, I use the word culture in a very specific sense here, the sort of funding that's going in, that general area of cultural funding, needs looked at to see, does it indeed work? Is it fit for purpose? Is it fair? Is it balanced? Is it transparent? It's very, very difficult, particularly with Fedia, to understand, I think, where the or how the funding is operated. Because when I questioned some years ago one of the funders about this, they said, well, we fund that part of the festival, but we don't fund that part. And we fund this bit, but no, we don't fund that. And how money operates and how you determine who is funding what and what is funding what, it is very, very difficult. I think we need to have a look at how money is going in. Is it fair? Is it appropriate? Is it right for the 21st century? And the big recipient... And the one that will be obviously the one that require considerable scrutiny would be Fabian Fogel, because it is by far the largest recipient. There's money going in there. BBC Children in Need funds part of their programme. Now, they have a programme elsewhere in the year for children as well, so it may be that they fund part of that. Community Relations Council, the Executive Office, the European Union, Policing Community Safety Partnership, Forest and Gaeliga, those were some of the funders that were named last year by them, as well as the main funders, which are the Arts Council, Tourism NI, and the City Council. Okay. When you're into that area of huge amounts of money, then I think some sort of transparency would be right and appropriate.
Okay, Nelson McCausland, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. I'm going to speak to Kevin Gamble, who's the principal organiser of Fabian Fogel, and maybe he'll answer some of those questions in relation to the amounts of money they receive and why they run a night that seems to offend a significant number of ratepayers. We'll find out about that in just a moment.
This is Jack, a bouncing baby boy, and he's 6 months old. His parents never thought they'd be able to have him. And he's just one of the babies we've been able to help bring into the world. Belfast Fertility is there for people who dream of having a baby. The medical professionals at our independent fertility clinic have helped start hundreds of families. If you're looking clear advice about your fertility options, then book a confidential appointment with our team of specialist consultants today at belfastfertility.com.
The Nora Bradley Half Price Sale is now on. That's half price on major international ladies' fashion brands like Eugene Klein, Rabbi, Just White, Frank Lynham, and more. And you know what half price clothes fashion means, ladies. You can afford twice as much. The Half Price Sale, now on at Nora Bradley in the heart of Belfast.
The Warden's Summer Sale is now on. Great discounts in all departments. Warden's High Street, Newton Ards. Inspiration for every home and garden.
Cocktails in Belfast, by the river. C'est magnifique. Bonjour, je suis Jean-Christophe Novelli, and my fantastic restaurant Novelli's at City Keys is the perfect place to have a great time with your friends. Enjoy cocktails, tapas, with a unique spectacular views on the Titanic Belfast. And of course, don't miss out my delicious seasonal menu with the only very best local produce, with my own special twist. Find out more at novellirestaurants.co.uk. Bon appétit, à bientôt.
Here's an announcement for those people prone to missing things. Missing the season finale, missing the bus, missing last orders, and missing the point.
Don't miss the massive summer DB Tiles and Bathroom Sale. The massive summer DB Tiles and Bathroom Sale means special discounts on brand new ranges throughout the store. High quality tiles and bathrooms at unmissably exciting prices. Got it? Visit DB Tiles and Bathrooms in Moira and Armagh showrooms now before you...
well, miss it.
There's a long list of important things to experience when buying a Mazda. The beautiful exterior lines, the exquisite premium interior, the pedigree of a Le Mans winner, the renowned build quality, the legendary driving enjoyment, fantastic finance packages. Enjoy the full Mazda range from Mazda 2 to Mazda CX-5 and the all-new Mazda 3 at Ballyrobert Mullusk. Ballyrobert Mullusk for all your Mazda needs, sales, service and parts. Check out ballyrobertmazda.co.uk. Ballyrobert, a family business for over 60 years.
When the sun comes out, do your glasses come off? Maybe you need an extra pair of prescription sunglasses to prepare for the summer. Mackie Opticians can give you the summer look with a 2-for-1 offer on all our specs. Just buy one pair from our £85 collection and get another absolutely free. Then upgrade that second pair to polarized and really enjoy the sun. Get stylish prescription sunglasses from Mackie Opticians this summer. Just call into any of our 13 branches. Mackie Opticians will see you right.
Escape to the great outdoors with amazing deals on touring caravans from Downshire Camping. Our demonstrator sale on 2019 caravans includes Eldis, Explore and Buccaneer with 2, 4 and 6 berths available. Prices now reduced on our last remaining caravans. Luxury at an affordable price, but for a limited time only. Call into our all-new showroom in Waringstown, Armagh or visit downshirecaravans.com. Downshire Camping and Caravans, your one-stop shop to the great outdoors.
Paris.
I'm Georgie Porter.
And I'm Keith Jack.
We're performing alongside an astonishing cast on the 2019 Fame UK Tour, the biggest and most definitive tour of fame ever.
We're coming to Belfast from the 19th of August for 1 week only.
Grab your leotards and sweatbands and book your tickets now at goh.co.uk.
Fame will live forever.
This is the U105 phone-in. Kevin Gamble is one of the principal organisers of Feely and Phobail, the West Belfast Festival. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Kevin, I'm looking at a text here from a gentleman called Nigel, and does he possibly sum this up very well? You probably won't agree, but people listening to the programme might. He says, it's a festival to be proud of. It's groundbreaking, it's superb, but it's ruined by one night, the hate fest that is the Wolf Tones.
Well, I mean, I think I would agree with the first part of his sentiment there, Frank. And it'd be no surprise to hear me saying that. I mean, Feely and Phobail for the last 30 years has been a beacon of progress for the city of Belfast. If you look back to 1988 and the reason that Feely was first formed and the distance that it has travelled and the development in Belfast and within the own community of West Belfast in those 30 years, I think, you know, Belfast is in a much better place and Feely has grown and adapted, as has the community, along with the peace and progress that we have experienced. And what we have now is that in the heart of Belfast is Ireland's biggest community arts festival, a showcase of community of arts for a love of culture, for music, for sport, for language, and a real showcase of the community spirit and endeavours of West Belfast and Belfast and beyond. And it's very much a festival that I'm very proud, and I know the community in West Belfast, and the majority of Belfast are proud to call their own. And in terms of the last part of his sentiment there, Frank, in terms of a hate fest, I mean, I totally dispute that. The Wolf Tones are one of the most popular bands to ever play in Ireland. They play to sold-out audiences all across this island, across the UK, across the United States, and indeed throughout the whole world. And even this year, and I know last year was quite similar, immediately after playing Feely, and for whatever reason, and I think most of your listeners will probably understand the reason, and I know Nelson McCausland was on previously, a regular contributor to radio shows at the time leading up to Feely which he uses to attack our festival, a festival which he has contributed to and participated in over the last number of years. But if you just look at the Wootones, Frank, I mean, they go to the Flat Hill on the Heron immediately after Fela, the biggest traditional music festival in the world, where they have a number of performances. They then head on to the London Irish Centre. They play festivals in Offaly, the Millennium Forum Theatre in Derry, and Killarney, Farnese Country Music Festival in Monaghan. And as I said, right across the world on a year-round basis, year after year. And they've been playing Fela regularly. And they're very popular, Fela, as I'm sure you know, over the last 8 to 10 years. And particularly at times when other bands particularly didn't come in to Belfast because of the troubles and so on, the Wootones always come in and supported our festival. And we're very proud to partner with them on that and all of our other partners that help support that concert. I think people have to understand, it'll not be everyone's cup of tea. The arts aren't everyone's cup of tea. Everyone won't agree with everything that happens at Fela. But Fela provides a platform for a multiple of different views, Frank. I know, again, you'll probably know this yourself. I mean, we have representatives of unionist and loyalist communities at our festival every year being provided a platform to talk about various issues. And we don't in any way try and censor anybody that comes to the Fela. And I think, over the last number of years, we have had a number of events where, it hasn't been everybody's cup of tea. But I think that's the role in the platform, I feel, to provide the opportunity for different people to come in, talk about different viewpoints around the world, have that viewpoint listened to and respected, and engage with audiences and members of the public in terms of that. So Fela has very much always provided that platform to challenge other communities, but also for other people to come in and challenge ourselves. And we're very proud of the role that Fela has played over the last 30 years.
It is a hugely successful festival. There is no question about that at all. But going back to the Wootones, and I played a clip, The Rifles of the IRA, to Nelson McCausland a little earlier in the programme, and I was making the argument that that's a song about 1916, and it's not a song about today. However, the other song that he made reference to was Go Home, You British Soldiers, Go Home. Now, if you listen to that song, this song could be sung by dissidents. This song is absolutely preaching the dissident mantra. I'm going to play a clip of it, again for editorial reasons, for people who may not be aware of what people will be singing along to in Falls Park. This is a short clip of Go Home, You British Soldiers, Go Home.
We're not Saxons, we're not English, we're not Brits. We're Irish and we are proud of it. So stick your Union Jack, we want our country back. We want to see old Ireland free once more.
So go on home, British soldiers, go on home. Have you got no bloody homes of your own? For 800 years, we fought you without fear. And we'll fight you for 800 more.
And that is the very line, Kevin, there. We'll fight you for 800 more. That's exactly what the new IRA say.
Frank, to be honest, I mean, I think that Nelson's clutching at straws there to try and fuel his argument. the clip you played there, I don't even think that was the Wootones singing there. In fact, I would nearly be 100% sure that it wasn't the Wootones.
Yeah, just on that, Kevin, it is absolutely the Wootones in a studio recording, not in a live setting.
Okay, fair enough. I take that point and stand corrected. But Frank, I think again, if you think about the arts and music in general and the role of festivals and things like that, I mean, it's not our role. And in no way would we ever set out to censor anybody. I mean, when Nelson comes to our festival, and he was there last year contributing on a panel, we don't go to Nelson beforehand and say, Nelson, what are you going to say today? Here's the points that we want you to say. Here's the things we don't want you to say. We provide that platform and opportunity for him to get his point across. And I think with all events and organisers, and particularly festivals, probably, Frank, and I'm not just talking about our own here, but anyone organising events, I mean, I think there's a sense of tolerance and respect there, and we're asking people to also respect and tolerate people's differences. There's nothing wrong with people being different. There's nothing wrong with people not liking certain elements of our festival. But what we do is we set out to try and provide as many events and programs and activities For all communities to come to.
Yes, but I accept that, Kevin. I accept that you will draw in people to many of the long list of events that you have from various sections of the community, and they're hugely successful. I'm not in any way questioning that. It's tried and tested, and it has worked. Yet and all, 10,000 people will be there singing that song, and you've questioned me about whether it's the Wolf Tone singing it or not, and I totally understand why you're asking me that question, because we also listen to them live. And we couldn't feature the live version of it, where they sing it in a more upbeat way, and they use foul language in relation to the Union flag, where they say you can F your Union Jack is one of the things that everyone sings along with, using the full F word, and they then go on to sing we'll fight you for 800 more. If we have 10,000 people singing to people who are British, we'll fight you for 800 more, that doesn't sound like peace process supporting events that this is supposed to, like this is supposed to be.
Well, Frank, again, I think, I can understand what you're saying, but I mean, Phil over the last 30 years has been very much a massive supporter and contributor to peace here in Ireland. And I think it's fair enough to say, as have the Wolf Tone, I mean, they are a pro-peace rebel music band. They support the peace process. They talk and during a lot of their concerts between their songs about supporting peace and encouraging everybody at the concert to support peace and progress and prosperity in Ireland. And I think if you came along this year, you would hear the same sentiment from the Wolf Tones on stage in front of 10,000 people. One of the biggest ever sound concerts of Fela, Frank. They're a hugely popular band, as I said, it started entry right across this island and across the world. Yet, for whatever reasons, and again, I'll repeat the same thing I said, I think people understand the reason that the likes of Nelson McCausland can go on to attack Fela. It seems that their playlist seems to become an issue just when they come to Fela in trouble. And I know last year there was a number of issues reported widely in the media around flags that were displayed at the festival. And again, we have a very simple policy, Frank. We don't condone the defacement of any flags. And once that issue was brought to our attention last year, we immediately removed those flags. And then the chanting that went along with the Celtic Symphony. Again, I think people have to take a wee step back and understand what's behind the Celtic Symphony. That was a song that was done to celebrate the centenary of Celtic Football Club. And when the Wolf Tones put that song together, they were talking about graffiti that was written on the walls in places like the Falls Road or in Derry or in other parts of Ireland, in terms of graffiti on the walls, and then what was chanted after that. So I think people need to take a deep breath and a step back and look at the festival in its widest context, as opposed to at the same time every year attacking one day of the festival, one event off over 400 events across 40 different venues right across the whole city. Taking in a multitude of opinions and providing platforms to, you know, a number of different people to come and speak, be they from an ethnic minority community, from a Republican nationalist community, from a Unionist loyalist community.
Yes, but surely you understand the reason why your critics come forward when the Wolf Tones are playing Fela and Phobail as opposed to the Wolf Tones playing any other festival, is that this is publicly funded. The ratepayers of Belfast, including some victims of the IRA, would be funding this for you.
Frank, again, as we've said over the last number of years, the Wolf Tones concert is not funded in any way by any of the public funding that we receive. Our accounts are open and transparent. We operate a very transparent organisation, and that's there for all of our funders and the wider public to see if you log on and look at our accounts. None of the money that is spent on Fela and Phobail in terms of the Wolf Tones concert is used from public money. And I know Nelson was saying earlier about looking into how the money is spent. I mean, Nelson can go and ask any of our funders, and in fact, I know he has done this in the past, in terms of what Fela spends the money on. There's a very simple process that all organisations in receipt of public money have to follow in terms of receipts and invoices and accounting for your public expenditure. And that's very clear to see what Fela spends their money on in terms of the public funding that we receive.
Just one final question to you, because this is relevant with regards to the countdown to Fela and Phobail. We have talked non-stop from 9 o'clock about one act, the Wolf Tones, yep. And you made reference to other events, and I am fully supportive of the idea that this is a festival which is hugely, hugely successful. Just for a moment, just tell me some of the other headline acts you also have.
Well, we have a number of fantastic events, Frank. We have Phil Coulter playing in the wonderful surroundings of Clonard Monastery again this year. We've a comedy night with Jake O'Kane and Tim McGarry in the Dabneys. We're 75 talks and debates in what is now Ireland's largest summer school, taking place in four different venues, including St Mary's College and the Culturland. We've about 10 or 12 theatre and drama productions this year. We've a massive visual arts exhibition taking place again in three different venues right across the city. We have events happening in East Belfast, on the Shankill Road, on the gliders, on the black taxis, and in bars and clubs and restaurants right across the whole city. And again, Frank, I think it's important for me just to emphasise, all of those events are very inclusive. We welcome all people to come to any of the field events. And I'm certain that people will get that sense of welcome in the Ced Mila Fáilte that Fela and the people of West Belfast push out on a yearly basis, the local, national and international visitors as part of our festival. And that is why the festival has been so successful. And I think it's also important, Frank, to point out, I mean, one of our major successes last year, from the first time since 1971, there was no bonfires in West and North Belfast as a direct result and a direct consequence of initiatives that Fela and Fubble took. We put on a massive free dance night with international DJs from right across the world coming into the heart of West Belfast. We have people queuing up outside our office 2 weeks ago from the Shankill Road, from the Newton Arge Road, from as far away as Newry and Lisburn to get tickets to this free event. And if anything shows the power of Fela in terms of how it can impact positively in the local community, I would invite anyone to come and see that event and the transformative impact that it has on what traditionally would have been quite a volatile time in nationalist Republican communities when bonfires were lit and the associated antisocial behaviour that goes along with that. Last year, we eradicated that behaviour. This year, we're on track again to use Fela and Fubble, the platform of a community festival, to invite people to come and spend their time and energy and activism in an event of that scale.
And you mentioned antisocial behaviour there, Kevin. It was in the news yesterday. Divis Hoods were saying that they wanted free tickets for events or they were going to disrupt it. Is that just a load of loudmouths who are trying to make themselves heard?
And I think that's a wee bit of tongue-in-cheek there. I mean, I'm aware of the Facebook post, Frank, and I think it's more of a comedic sort of post. I mean, all the tickets to that event are free. They are directed specifically in the areas where bonfires are potentially being collected for at the present time or where there's been issues or past criminal and antisocial behaviour in communities. We have a network of community groups and youth clubs, et cetera, who work on the ground in those areas that we work with on a year-round basis. This just doesn't happen in the lead-up to August. This happens on a year-round basis where we engage with these young people and encourage them away from antisocial and particularly unwanted bonfires in nationalist and Republican areas.
Okay. Kevin, I do appreciate you coming on. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem at all. Thank you.
That's Kevin Gamble, one of the main organisers of the hugely successful Fela and Fubble. Your opinions are very welcome on it. 02890 333 105. Having listened to Nelson McCausland, having listened to Kevin, do you understand the setting, the background, the presence of the Wolf Tones or not? Do let us know. 02890 333 105. 02890 333 105.